When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jen actually reached out on Facebook, which is one of the many ways that you can get in touch with us. Says, mm-hmm. Hey, guys, I could really use your and your listeners' help with some relationship advice.
Okay.
Been a fan for a long time.
Thank you.
And I know it can sometimes help people with getting others' thoughts on things.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my situation. My husband didn't get me anything for my birthday again.
Mm.
So over the last 7 years we've been married, I've always decorated the house for his birthday, got him a cake and gifts. Mm-hmm. Throughout the years, I've planned surprise cookouts with his entire family and friends. There was a full sheet cake with his face on it. Seriously. At one point, I had blown up 1,000 balloons to put in his car at work and had a cake delivered at work because he was having a rough 35th birthday.
1,000?
That's a lot of balloons.
Wow.
Anyways, over the years, I've noticed he'd make excuses for not getting me anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm really upset over this. I'm not sure how to get past it. He says, not a big deal.
Mm.
We'll just celebrate over the weekend. But he could have gotten me a card or something. I'm just feeling really unloved. And I know it sounds silly because it's just a birthday, but right. He does this every year, and I should be used to it, right? But the letdown just cuts deeper and deeper every year.
Mm.
I want to make it clear that this isn't about fancy gifts and things. This is more about an effort.
Yeah.
I would have been so happy with a cheap Dollar General card, candy, a homemade cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
So am I overreacting? Is my husband right? Not a big deal. Is this just a birthday? And maybe I put too much work into his. I've been hoping he would take cues from what I do, but he's just never gotten the hint. So I'm so conflicted.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I feel like take birthday out of it. It's you. It's something that you value. So you value your birthday and you want to be acknowledged for that. And
yes.
And he's not quite picking that up. So
yeah, you're showing him how you want to be loved.
Right.
And that's just like feeling like you're loved on your birthday.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's an unreasonable request. And I think that he is kind of missing the point. Like, hey, she's not asking for like a ton, like big fanfare like you do. But if you put just a little bit more effort than normal
mm-hmm.
to make her feel special, I think that would go a long way.
Yeah. And maybe then I hate to like just say sometimes guys need it spelled out for them, but sometimes guys need it spelled out for them. Like you might need to actually say, hey, it bothers me that you don't get me anything for my birthday.
Yeah, I feel like she has talked to him about it because he tells her it's not a big deal. But I think maybe she just needs to double down
like,
and reiterate,
yeah, I was gonna
it
say,
is a big deal to me.
Yeah, I don't think you understand. I feel like I'm not being loved or cared for if this doesn't happen. And, you know, maybe that's part of her love language, right? You know, I don't know what they are, but maybe it's receiving affirmations,
gifts,
things like
that's
that.
One of them, yeah.
That's a tough one to, and that's always a kind of a tough conversation to have, especially with someone you love. Was like, hey, you're doing something that I don't like.
I know, and I hate that. You know, she's gonna feel. I'm sure she probably feels that she doesn't want him to feel like he has to.
Mm-hmm.
Like she wants him to want to,
right?
And how do you get him there? Because then you don't want him to be like, oh boy, like rolling his eyes when her birthday's coming around and going, I'm under a lot of pressure because
she's expecting me to do it. And then obviously she might feel like he's just doing this because I told him that I wanted it and it's not because he wants to do it. And, you know, it takes a while to like understand that whole thing. You know?
I don't know if maybe just, you know, you need like a third party like counselor to point that out. Like, hey, this is your wife is telling you how she wants to be loved by you.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to that.
Yeah, listen to
and
that.
You should want to know how your spouse wants to be loved.
All right. Let us know if you've been in this situation, how you approached it, how you overcame it. Because that's what group therapy is all about. Okay. 502-795-1997. Or you can always jump on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, or just message us. And, we'd love to get your stories and comments coming up here next with group therapy. Jen is trying to somehow, Jen is our listener, she's trying to somehow get her husband on board with, like, the fact that he just kind of forgets her birthday routinely, and it's a problem.
Yeah, it's been like 7 years, and she's even, like, talked to him about it and told him that, you know, it hurts her feelings to not be acknowledged at all, and she's not asking for very big gestures. She's just asking, like, hey, just a card would be great, like, on that day to feel special, and she's not alone. Reese is chiming in on Facebook. I'm in the exact same boat. My husband never does anything for my birthday either, and if I'm lucky, I might get something for Christmas. So I stopped celebrating his birthday, which sucks because I love celebrating people's birthdays. But if he's not celebrating you, don't celebrate him. Mm. That makes me sad for Reese, yeah, too. I mean, you know, just everybody should, you know, I think appreciate at the very least being celebrated in some way, shape, or form, either on a holiday or your birthday.
All right, Marilyn, what do you think?
So coming from a therapist's daughter, I think that she is definitely overcompensating for the lack thereof of what he does. Mm. So I think she's trying to fill a void, and maybe it stems back from, you know, she didn't have big birthdays, or her parents didn't throw her as big of a birthday as she wanted. So she's trying to make up for that with him.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
How does she handle it, though? Is there a way to, you know, get him to open his eyes to the fact that she is asking to for him to just make a little bit of an effort on her birthday?
Bottom line, for a man, if he wants to, he will. That is the golden rule. If she's already brought it to his attention before, he's just not doing it because he doesn't simply want to. He doesn't think it matters. And if she's telling him that it does matter to her, it doesn't matter enough to him to want to do it for her.
Oof.
Gosh, what do you do with that? Is that like a, how do you, I guess, then in your mind just realize, okay, this is just never going to happen and I have to be okay with it?
That's a hard one. I've been married for almost 5 years now, and there's some things that I've just had to meet my husband in the middle with and understand that, you know, maybe he doesn't want to do it because it's not important to him. And I just have to kind of be okay with that with some things, you know, but you got to have boundaries for yourself. And if it's a deal breaker, then you got to nip it in the bud before it gets too serious.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate your comments. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. First time caller, long time listener. I love you guys.
Oh, you're the one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Is this Andrew, the love doctor?
You got it, brother.
All right, buddy. This is a big one. What do you think?
Well, I'm impressed. Throwing out love languages, absolutely. It's called words of affirmation, by the way.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Absolutely correct. She has had a conversation with him, obviously. She's got to double down and say, look, it upsets me that you do not get me anything for my birthday. You don't do anything for my birthday. It bothers me, okay? If he still doesn't, it's a problem. And here's why I say this. If he doesn't think that's a big deal, what else in their marriage does he think is not a big deal? Let's go a little further with it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
First and foremost, it's not rocket science, guys. It's a woman's birthday. You know, men are not mind readers, but, we catch on pretty quickly. Just get her a card. Do something. She's absolutely 100% correct in the way she feels. And if she has a conversation with him and he doesn't do it again, that's got therapy written all over. There's another issue with him for some reason. It should be a big deal. This is value in this person being on this earth, right, that you're spending your life with.
Yeah.
It's a big deal to them. I mean, as little as a card may sound, yeah, he's in the wrong. She's absolutely right. And Ben, you were at the love language, man. That's impressive. I like that.
Isn't that sweet? He pulled that out of his little toolkit.
Yep, sure did. Thank you, Andrew, the love doctor. Appreciate it.
And Krista is piggybacking on that. She's actually provided the link for that, 5lovelanguages.com. So it might be a good way to kind of like, hey, why don't you open up the conversation and just kind of explore that in general with your husband?
Yeah, Jasmine, that's kind of what you're saying, right?
That's exactly what I was saying. I made my spouse take it with me. I would tell her to make him take it with her.
Yeah.
That way you can see that that's how she wants to be loved. And then after that, if he still wants to invalidate her feelings, then, you know, it's got therapy all over it.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't happen, then I'm sorry, but they're not compatible as partners.
Oh.
You know, It's just, if you want to invalidate my feelings, yeah, then I guess you and I cannot be together. I've been married 19 years, and we took that test together a long time ago. So, you know, as a partner, you can't nag somebody to change. You can only influence. And by showing him how she wants to be loved and showing it on paper, and he doesn't validate it, then I'm sorry.
But that's a good point.
That's good. Influence, not nag.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jasmine.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Love you guys.
I love you. Appreciate it.
Farron actually says, this is my personal experience, what works best for me in my relationship. We do not do gifts for each other, birthday, Christmas, Valentine's Day, stuff like that. We don't believe in being obligated to get each other something. However, when I am aware he wants something or roles reversed, we get it or provide it. That being said, I think it's important to show and feel appreciated in a relationship. Maybe just tell him, it would make you feel special if he occasionally expressed a little effort.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that works out. And then, you know, Teresa's like, match his energy. Stop acknowledging his birthday and Father's Day with a big celebration. Just tell him happy birthday. Go about your day. And then make plans for your birthday with your friends and family. And she said, you've told him how to demonstrate his love for you, and mm-hmm, brushed it off as no big deal. So you might want to consider marriage counseling. And yeah, I think it's a really good idea to start that conversation by sitting down and you and your husband diving into the five love languages and figuring out who, you know, needs what.
Yes, I like that, because then that almost puts it on paper. So he yeah knows, oh, okay, she does need this and this. So if yes I do this, then that is what she wants. Maybe he just doesn't understand that. And so putting it in
his face. If he doesn't
show
effort into knowing that about you, if he doesn't care to know that about you,
maybe there's
a
bigger problem.
Tells you, yeah, yes, there's yeah a deeper problem.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. I know this is a tough, you know, I mean, relationships are tough, and like figuring out what the other person wants and how to make them happy and all that stuff while making you happy, that making yourself happy. That's a tough way to go. So
I wish there was just a magic phrase we could tell you to tell him and it would fix it.
Yeah.
But well, hey, it's not an easy thing. But I do think we're onto something with the five love languages that uh-huh might, you know, help you guys get to know the root of how you need to be loved by each other a little bit more.
All right. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.